You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. This is a faithful saying, "For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself." Sometimes we think that the matter of our life is completely in the hand of God and determined by God. But you will, when you look closely at scripture, you discover that you are the one that determines most of it. Look at what he says. And he says this is a faithful saying. So this is a saying you can absolutely trust. If we died with him, we shall also live with him. If you die in Jesus, you are going to live in Christ. If you die without Jesus, you are not going to live with him. If we endure, you see, you, it is about you. Brethren, there is a place for endurance in this Christian race. There is a place of endurance in our walk with Jesus. And what is the reward for enduring? We shall also reign with him. If we endure, many people are not enduring. It is lack of endurance that will make you to come and to go and compromise your body because of money, because of promotion. It's because you couldn't endure the inconvenience and the difficulty that lack of that provision or that promotion is bringing your way. You couldn't endure it, so you will go and compromise. That means you will not reign with him. If we endure, he says we will reign with him. But look at the next one. He says, if we deny him, he also will deny us. So it's not in the hand of God. It's in your hand. If we deny him, in all of those people who are saying, oh, no. Once saved, forever saved. The scripture says if we deny him, he will also deny us. It is true, as in so many scripture points to the fact that it is possible that having tasted the Holy Spirit, having received of the power of the kingdom to come, you can still decide of your own that you want to walk away. God does not force salvation on anybody. You can walk away. You can decide that, say, I want to deny him. The issue is that nobody who truly know him wants to do that, but that the possibility is not there is a lie. It's glaring. In fact, there are at least now I can remember 4 scriptures that have made that very clear. The fact that God wants to save you and save you unto the uttermost does not mean you can't run away. But then he says, if we deny him, he will deny us. But there is something that you will do that God will not do. There is one thing. You see, he says, if we deny him, he also will deny us. Then verse 13 says, if we are faithless, if we are unfaithful. I thought what he will say is that God will be unfaithful. But brethren, look at what he says. He remains faithful. God, you see, God is, how do I say it? You see, God is not just faithful. He is faithful. Hey, I don't know whether you get it. When you are talking of faithfulness, you are talking about God. That is who God is. That is God. Faithfulness is not what God practices. Faithfulness is who God is. For God to be unfaithful, he will deny himself. Everything God has said concerning your life, he will bring it to pass. He is a faithful God. He cannot become unfaithful. God cannot be unfaithful. He is too faithful. He is faithful. He himself is the faithfulness. For God to be unfaithful, we mean God will cease to be God. And God cannot stop being God. God cannot deny himself. He is God. You see, you can deny him and he will deny you. But if you are unfaithful, God will remain faithful. That is why you see people that are unfaithful. You are wondering, why is God still doing this thing for this man? Why is God still allowing crowd to gather around this man? It's because he is a faithful God. God is faithful. God cannot become unfaithful. And that is to tell you, you see, this is so beautiful. That is to tell you that you are serving a faithful God. Not just a God that practices faithfulness, but a God that he himself is faithful, that he cannot by anything change from being faithful.
Oh, he's a faithful God. Everything God has said concerning your life, you can believe it. You can be rest assured that he's a faithful God. Concerning the matters of our life, God is not going to become unfaithful. He said Jesus is coming back. Brethren, he will come back. Except God stop being God, that's when Jesus will not come back. He will come back. He said, I'm going to judge the world, that the day of the Lord will come. Brethren, it will come, for God cannot become unfaithful. The faithfulness of God to your life, did you know you can't change it? Even your unfaithfulness cannot change God's faithfulness. Even your unfaithfulness. How much more when we are faithful, brethren? How much more when we say, Lord, help us by your grace to be faithful to you. Because you are a faithful God. You see, Satan will corrupt your mind. He will paint God as a God that you cannot trust. He will paint God as a God that is not dependable. But I tell you that God is the most dependable. He is too faithful. He is faithfulness. He can't change. He said, if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. He will not, because of your unfaithfulness, become unfaithful. That's why don't take the faithfulness of God for granted. God is faithful not because of what you have done. God is faithful because that is who he is. He is a faithful God. And today I confess and I testify that I have known this God for about 25 years. And I can say he has not for 1 second been unfaithful to me. I cannot say that about my own faithfulness to him. But I can say it. God had not for one brief moment been unfaithful to me. In fact, he has been faithful before I was born. That was why I was born. The Bible says that he has set us aside before the foundation of the world. Brethren, we are serving a faithful God. We are serving a faithful God. Let that be a confidence. Let that bring joy, assurance into your heart. If he said he has translated you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the dear son, believe it, that is the truth. Look at, he started by saying, this is a faithful saying. Let me tell you, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord is a faithful saying. If he says, I will preserve you, God will preserve you. I will defend you, God will defend you. If he says, go ahead, I'm behind you, please go ahead. Whatever God is asking you to do, it may look somehow to you, it may look crazy. It may look like, why are you taking such a giant step? Go ahead and take it. He's a faithful God. God is not a God that will send you and then he will run away. And you will turn back and you will not see him. I have seen God. In fact, I say to God, I say, Lord, if the faithfulness I've seen in my short life is all the faithfulness that you have, it is sufficient for me. And do you know, that's not all that he has. For he himself is faithful. I pray that you will truly come to the knowledge and revelation of this faithful God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.